Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of 24/7 Sports. Powered by Taylor Construction Equipment. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, buy, or for service, contact Taylor Construction Equipment today at taylorconstructionequipment.com or call 662-446-1048. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, we made it. We did it, guys. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Caesar.
Yes, it would.
Mm. Yeah, a little Caesar salad happening there.
If there was an Italian restaurant there,
yeah,
perhaps that would work.
Yes. Yeah, if you go to Caesar and there's a great pasta, sure. But Strange Brew Coffee House? In this economy? I don't know. Wherever you are in our great state, if you want to enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning, you can. It's a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Don't forget, when you support the Strange Brew Coffee House, you support the Bulldog Initiative, which, based on our topic today, is going to be something you need to be doing. And, also don't forget, this holiday season, a great gift, Strange Brew Coffee. Pip Printing over in Ridgeland. Guys, if you own a business, you are dealing with printers all the time. You need great printing materials to show off your business. That's what they give you at Pip Printing. Envelopes, forms, banners, window and wall graphics, 3D signs. Everything your business needs to thrive is available under one roof at Pip Printing. But best of all, if you're a Mississippi State fan and you're listening to this, if you own a business and you're already spending money at the printers, give your business to Pip Printing. That's an MSU business. Owned and operated, Camden Baker has been running that business for a long time now. He is a Bulldog. And most importantly, when you make a sale with them, they turn around and donate a percentage of that back to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. So all you got to do is say, hey, I need to get this done, and I heard about this on Thunder and Lightning, or I heard that you like to support the Bulldog Initiative, and boom, it's done. That's money going right back to the BI where we need it. 601-499-5216 is the number, or you can look online, see more about their services at pipridgeland.com. College Corner and collegecornerstore.com, guys. Now we're in the holidays now, guys. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you haven't done your shopping yet, you're behind. So you need to head to College Corner soon to get something for your Bulldogs and your Rebels. You know, they deserve a Christmas too. All right. I know they've been on the naughty list this year and every year, but they deserve a Christmas too. So, two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet or Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Whatever it is, maroon and white, or I guess red and blue, they've got it at College Corner. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant this holiday season. If you want to have a special occasion, just eat a meal at Restaurant Tyler. That is the special occasion. We're having a special occasion tonight. Well, oh, really? Is somebody getting engaged? Somebody getting married? What's? No, we're going to eat at Restaurant Tyler. It's the best thing you could have said. Let's go get a steak.
So, no, we're eating barbecued okra.
We are eating barbecue. I always love when people haven't had the barbecue okra, and I suggest it, and they look at me like I'm an idiot.
Like, what is that?
They're like, wait a minute, we're gonna eat barbecue okra. Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are. If you don't like vegetables, if you're like, man, I wish vegetables tasted more like meat, get the barbecue okra at Restaurant Tyler. I've never had a vegetable taste more like meat than that one does. I give it the highest of recommendations. Two of the best appetizers in town right there under one roof. Crawfish dip and barbecue okra. It's good.
Yes.
Check it out. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi. They're here to serve you Community banking, it's part of what makes our small towns here in Mississippi so important. And if you live in central Mississippi, 16 locations means there's one near you. So go to PriorityOneBank.com to find out more and find out how opening an account with Priority One Bank will be a big benefit to you and your family in the years to come. If you're already a Priority One Bank customer, you know how great their app is. It's a lot more than just moving your money around. It's a smooth, streamlined system that handles a lot of your finances right there on your mobile device. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I got to be honest with you. This is one of my new Gentile polos. This is maybe the most Ole Miss shirt I own. This is incredible. I don't know if you can see. It's got like little fly fishing things on it. I mean, I feel like I should be eating a cold chicken tender right now. I am wearing a pair of old beat up Wrangler jeans, so that might not.
Yeah, well, that offsets a good bit.
There you go. And my Skechers that I have bought the same. I have bought the same pair of shoes for like 20 years.
If you were wearing like golf pants and like loafers or boat shoes,
no socks.
Yeah, then
you just
then I would be very
what
concerned.
Richard Cross wears literally every day of his life.
Exactly.
Literally every day of his life. You just described.
I would be quite concerned if you were wearing that with that shirt. But you know, they're a sponsor of your show, Gentile, and they make excellent shirts.
Not Ray-Bans. What's like a good fancy?
The Ray-Bans are
they with my croak?
Yeah. No, Ray-Bans would work.
Okay.
I'm a Ray-Ban guy.
Yeah.
But every time I get some, they break or I lose them.
Well, then maybe you should switch, get a better brand of sunglasses.
No, I just go to Walmart and get some that look just like them, and they last me forever.
I got you. It's a big recruiting weekend here in Starkville, and it's going to be like a big recruiting couple of weeks here in Starkville, as this class, it's got to start coming together at some point, both in terms of high school kids and the transfer portal. Let's start in the portal and the big news that was reported today on your website over there on 24/7 that Dylan Gabriel is planning to visit Starkville, Mississippi next week in the beginning part of the week. That's the good news. The bad news is he's going to visit Oregon this weekend prior to that. So there is a possibility that he doesn't even make that visit, that he might commit to Oregon this week. It should be interesting to see how that works because Lanning and the coaches will leave town, I guess, Saturday morning to go to New York for the Heisman ceremony. But I think Gabriel is already there, or he's starting his visit tonight, so he's getting a little bit of a head start. But if they can get him to Starkville, State's odds of possibly getting a commitment go way, way up. I think if you can get Gabriel in the room with Lebby and let Lebby explain to him, like, hey, this is my first chance as a big-time player. I need you with me here. I think you got a chance there, Robbie. What do you think about this news that Dylan Gabriel is planning to visit Starkville next week?
It would certainly be a major step for Mississippi State in their pursuit for Gabriel, who I think since Monday or whenever it was that he entered, closest that they've been to really in the game for him is having a chance to get him on a visit. Now, whenever you actually get them on campus, your percentages go way up.
Right.
So surviving this weekend is huge for Mississippi State. And it's important also to know that Oregon has other guys out there at quarterback. I think Dante Moore is the guy that's been rumored at Oregon, maybe a couple other guys. So, you know, their eggs aren't all in on Dylan Gabriel. I think obviously kind of appears that he's their top target. So you're battling a team that is going to be a playoff contender next year and a team that, you know, quite frankly, they have more resources than Mississippi State does when it comes to NIL. But I think State can be competitive here. And, the main thing that Mississippi State has playing in its favor is they have a quarterback coach, an offensive coordinator that has been around this guy for 4 years. And Jeff Lebby, who is now a head coach, who has the opportunity to sell him on staying within this offense. He doesn't have to sell him on the offense, but he sells him on playing in the SEC, building the team around him because they can go out in the transfer portal and really sell Dylan Gabriel to great wide receivers and running backs. and playing inside the SEC where there are eyeballs on this conference unlike any other conference. And that's not to say it's going to drop off tremendously playing in the Big Ten, but the SEC is, you know, the best of the best. So, you know, he has the opportunity to come in here, be the guy, and really, you know, take over the offense that he's been a part of for, you know, 4 years and have a great final season. The other side of the spectrum is you're competing with a team, like I said, that's got the resources and that's going to be a college football playoff contender. And I think that's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah,
if this was a guy that was a sophomore,
mm-hmm.
I would say State has a much better chance than it does. Right, but right. He's playing his last year.
Is it fair to say that if Mississippi State had hired literally anybody else as their head coach, that he wouldn't even be interested in Mississippi State? That Jeff Lebby is completely carrying Mississippi State's interest, or Dylan Gabriel's interest in Mississippi State. Is that a fair?
What was that again?
Is that a fair assessment? That
about what? I'm sorry. Somebody just sent me a picture of Scott Stapp with Mark Cutsbeth, and I was really.
I was gonna like do an edit, but no, not now. Not now that that information is on the show. Scott Stapp and Mark Cutsbeth with all's wide open under the sunlight.
You know, normally I'm locked into what you're saying, but
No. You know what? I was a little perturbed. I was a little. It's like he's not even paying attention to me. But then I find out that you got a picture. You got to send me the picture though. You got to send it to me. I want to see it. You got to send me the picture. We may tweet this picture. I'll be honest with you. This may make social media. So I want to see the picture.
I think I'm gonna have to tweet this out. This is from one of my good friends. I don't want to mention him just in case this could be incriminating evidence.
What if you tweet this picture out? I haven't got it yet. Send it to me. What are you doing? What are you waiting on? I want it.
All right, I'm sending it your way.
All right. Now,
I really apologize, folks.
No. You made the show better. You made the show
I
better.
I could not.
You can't. No.
I couldn't focus. I'm
sorry. I was wondering when when it comes down to you, like, I got a picture of, I'm like, because I remember at that moment, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to edit this out where he didn't pay attention. I'll just edit it. So I think that you know that I'm going to do that. And I think you might be saying, I got a picture of, woo, you know, but hold on. Here it is. It's the other guy. It looks like Uncle Jesse. I can find out here. That is, it's Coach Franks, whoever that is. So,
oh my gosh.
Fantastic. Anyway, my question was, if State had hired any other head football coach other than Jeff Lebby, Dylan Gabriel is not interested in Mississippi State. Is that accurate?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
This is 100% why they're in the game with him. Because, and for good reason. I mean, this is a guy that recruited him, developed him. He was a three-star recruit. Mm-hmm. I mean, he owes Jeff Lebby a lot for developing him into the quarterback that he is today. He recruited him, developed him at two different schools. You know, the numbers that he's put up are astronomical. So, to me, he owes Jeff Lebby at least a conversation and maybe even the trip. And I think that's what you're seeing is whether or not this is a courtesy trip, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But if he makes it to campus, it means something. You don't just pack up your bags and take a flight to Starkville, Mississippi just for the fun of it, you know?
Yeah. Interesting stuff there. So I think it appears that this is the plan for Mississippi State, that they were going to see what happens with Dylan Gabriel. If he shows up next week, then they'll see, will he commit to Mississippi State? If he leaves, if he comes to Starkville and leaves uncommitted, if he's like, you know, because I feel like the relationship between Gabriel and Lebby is such that he'll be straight up with him. He's not going to, he won't string him along. It'll be like, Coach, I love you, but I can't, or I'm coming. It'll be one of the two.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. It appears that the next target is another big target, another big name from college football. The quarterback formerly of Clemson and Oregon State, and now Robbie will pronounce his name.
No, I don't believe. I think I'll just call him DJU.
DJU is what we're going with.
There is a pronunciation.
Yeah.
I'm going to try this.
Okay.
Uangalula.
It's Ungangalele.
Galula is what.
It doesn't matter. No. It's Lalele is the last syllables.
Lule.
Ungangalele.
That's not what the pronunciation says.
I don't know how to tell you. I've been saying
it. It says Ooh-ee-ang-goo-loo-lay.
Ding dang. Walla walla bing.
Bada bada bing bang.
Bing bang. Walla walla bing bang.
Yes, that's correct. Okay.
So that's a pretty. That's a pretty interesting option B for Mississippi State. This is a guy who, I mean, his recruiting profile, this was the number one quarterback in the country his senior year of high school. He was the chosen one to replace Trevor Lawrence at Clemson. And
he was rated like a 101.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know existed.
Yeah. I remember that being because Robert Kimdiche was 101. No chance. How do you bust?
It's kind of like the people that have like a 5.2 GPA.
Yeah, it's just overkill.
4.0 is as high as you could go.
It's just overkill. But by every metric, his stats in his career are good. They're not great. They're not ridiculous. But he has all the physical tools and would be a very interesting fit in this lineup in terms of, I mean, I know he can throw the deep ball. I know that he can get the ball down the field in this Jeff Lebby lineup. He's a good enough runner, and he's a big physical kid. That's a very intriguing option, too, if that's the way it goes. It appears that the plan is going to be, if Gabriel isn't willing to commit, then bring in him on a visit.
Yeah. And, you know, Brian, I don't know what to do with people that say, I'll pass on this guy.
Yeah.
The people that are like, meh, no, I think I'm going to pass, a hard pass, things like that. You're going to hard pass on a guy that's been a starter for two different Power 5 teams with over 8,000 passing yards and 50-plus touchdowns?
I mean, do you remember what are we doing? Record would have been last year if they had gotten that the exact same production that DJU gave Oregon State? If you got the exact same production at Mississippi State last year, we are talking about an 8-4 football team.
And on top of that, him in this offense, those numbers are going to be higher.
Yeah.
In this offense. And, you know, I get it. Like, he did not live up to expectations at Clemson. He still threw for over 5,000 yards in 2 years. So, I mean, I can't get over the fact people are dismissing, like, Kyle McCord, DJU, guys like that. Mississippi State doesn't have the luxury of going out and plucking whoever they want to in the portal. That these are Power 5 starters that have been pretty darn successful in their career. This guy's 27-7 in his career. And I get two of those starting years were with Clemson. I understand that. But this year he won 8 or 9 games with Oregon State. So I just don't understand dismissing a player of this caliber. He would immediately be probably the most talented quarterback you've ever had on campus.
From a recruiting perspective, there's no question about that. There is zero question.
And you know, even with his recruiting, you know, his recruiting ranking significantly dropping since high school, he's still fourth in the portal. He's still a 4-star in the portal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, I just cannot dismiss a talent like this when you don't know what you're going to get. I don't see a whole lot of other guys beating down the door to come to Mississippi State. Now, number one is Dylan Gabriel, without a doubt. If you can get Dylan Gabriel, you will crawl over glass to do it because he's a guy that's played in this offense for a long time and one of the most talented quarterbacks in the portal right now. So you take him, no reservations, no ands, ors, or buts. But if you can't get him, getting a guy like DJU, I'm not even going to try to get his name right.
Well, if he commits here, I will commit to learning how to pronounce it. How about that?
Yeah, we'll figure that out. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, other than that, I mean, Tyler Van Dyke has been mentioned by some sites. I would take DJU over him all day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I think I would take DJ over Kyle McCord too.
McCord seems to be trending as, you want to call it option three or option C, that he's in there. And again, I want to point out Mississippi State turning their nose up at Kyle McCord. Like, Mississippi State started Will Rogers,
Mike Wright,
and Chris Parson last year, and you're going to turn down the guy who went 11-1 at threw like 30 touchdowns for Ohio State. No, guys, that's not how this works.
He had 3,000 yards passing this year.
Exactly.
At Ohio State.
Yeah.
Now, granted, one of the best receiving corps in the country. So, I mean, I think that needs to be prefaced.
But somebody's got to get him the ball. People talk about that with Will Rogers' numbers, like, oh, is the air right? You know, it's not a law that they have to catch the ball.
Right.
Like, you got to throw him the ball. He's got to get him the ball.
You just don't have the luxury of turning down these people.
No.
I mean, I'm trying to think of who else. I really like the Daquan Finn guy from Toledo.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I like the North Texas kid, Chandler Rogers.
Rogers, yeah. I like him a lot.
Very prospect to me.
Those are guys. I mean, Finn, he would be one of my top guys. Mm-hmm. Rogers would be down my list a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If I miss on these other guys, I'm coming back to him. But I just don't understand people dismissing Power 5 starters with that kind of ability just because they heard somebody say a couple years ago that he sucked at Clemson. And like I can't get anybody to explain why they don't want him other than he wasn't that great at Clemson. I don't understand.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. These would all three of these guys would be good quarterbacks next year for Mississippi State. And if you get one of them, it goes back to what we were saying a few weeks ago or a couple weeks ago when Levy was hired, is you get national attention. If there's a graphic that comes out that one of these three quarterbacks has committed to Mississippi State, college football people are going to talk about that. That's going to create buzz the same way it did when Jackson Dart committed to Ole Miss. You know, you can say what you want about Dart at USC, right? He wasn't overly impressive, but he was a five-star kid that everybody knew that was, you know, leaving USC because Caleb Williams was coming in, but they knew he was talented and he had a lot of potential. And Ole Miss getting USC transfer is a headline. The same way Mississippi State gets Oklahoma transfer or Oregon State / Clemson transfer or Ohio State transfer is a headline. And it's good for Mississippi State.
All three of those guys would give Mississippi State positive pub.
Yeah.
Because all three of them played for blue blood schools.
Exactly.
Kyle McCord at Ohio State, Dylan Gabriel at Oklahoma. And I know DJ is at Oregon State, but he's a former Clemson quarterback. Just like JT Daniels. People still followed him at Rice because he was at Georgia.
Right.
You know, USC. So those guys still carry value in the media.
Yeah. I mean, his last year at Clemson, DJU completed 62% of his passes for 2,500 yards, 22 touchdowns, and 7 picks. Like this year, 2,600 yards, 57% completion percentage, 21 touchdowns, 7 picks. So in the last 2 years, he's thrown for 5,100 yards, 43 touchdowns, and 14 picks.
And I would say this offense is a more quarterback friendly offense
mm-hmm.
than those two offenses.
Yeah. Yeah.
So his numbers are going to go up at Mississippi State. So
I know the North Texas
Center. If you give me any of these three, I will take it.
Yeah. I know that North Texas center Ethan Miner will be here this weekend, but it appears that, and we're going to talk high schools in the rest of the show here. It appears that this weekend is more high school kids, and then next weekend is going to be transfer portal kids. Is that what I'm seeing?
It feels that way. I think there's going to be a couple of guys this week from the transfer portal from Mississippi State, mm-hmm. and then you know the bulk of it is going to be in-state guys and high school guys.
Mm-hmm.
So the focus of the week is Stonka Burnside, San Francisco McGee. Who else is an uncommitted guy?
A couple more. There's a couple others, I think. Well, let's save high school for right now. Let's move into that. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council. Who want to remind you that beef, it's what's for dinner. Guys, there is still time to vote. If you haven't done it already, vote for your favorite steakhouse or burger joint in the state of Mississippi. Just go to the Mississippi Beef Council's Facebook page. They have two links there. You do have to click on the link to vote, but you do that, and you can get your favorite restaurant some buzz this holiday season. And, of course, if you're looking for great recipes, things to cook out, you know, some warm weather stuff, some great soups and stews, they've got it all right there at msbeef.org. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you're looking for. What a great menu, guys. It's not just barbecue. You know, you hear smoked meats, you're like, oh, it's barbecue. It's more than that. It's smoked Southern soul food. It's great burgers, great sandwiches, tacos, wings, everything you want right there. Great place to watch college sports with all the big screen TVs in there. Great selection of cocktails and local craft beers. I mean, it's just good stuff. So enjoy yourself every time you're there. And, of course, don't forget, when you support Two Brothers, you support the Bulldog Initiative. See how that works? Very easy. Make it happen. Enjoy a great trip next time you're in Starkville to Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service is what every business likes to promise you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. And what more can I say about it than that? I mean, if you see a business that's been open that long, you know full well, they have taken care of their customers, that they have gotten the job done for their customers. So when you need technology for your business, call Advantage Business Systems. And then if you do need service, you just call back the people who made you the sale. No 1-800 number, no call center, nothing like that. Just easy doing business because they're Mississippi business just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems helps your business do business. The Collegiate Collection at the Rogue. That's where your next polo or quarter zip needs to come from. Great styles and selections, fantastic name brands, but most importantly, they are the simple, stylish polos with the logos that you want. If you're tired of wearing a polo that has, you know, six colors and five logos on it, you just want to get a nice maroon or white polo with the state script, the interlocking, or the M over S, they've got you covered at The Rogue. Shop at The Rogue in Jackson or online at therogue.com. Don't live the three-stripe life. Shop at The Rogue. All right, Robbie, so you hit up on those potential high school visitors. This is the first weekend of official visits, and as you might guess, most of Mississippi State's commitments are going to be on campus this weekend as well. Obviously, the guy I sort of consider the ringleader of the class, J.J. Harrell, will be in. Jimothy Lewis will be here this weekend. I feel like this is a big weekend for him. He talked a lot about his relationship with Will Friend. So if he's going to stay with Mississippi State, you feel like him being here this weekend will solidify that relationship. The two kids from Winona will be here, T.J. Lockhart and Fat Clark. Terrence Hibbler will be here this weekend. That's a big one for State. And then you mentioned the uncommitted guys, Braylon Burnside, Stonka, Daniel Hill from Meridian, and San Francisco McGee from Macomb. And then a kid who's been receiving a lot of crystal balls to Mississippi State, Mario Craver out of Alabama. He'll be here this weekend as well. State would like to get all four of those guys into the boat if possible. I think you and I agree that Stonka and San Francisco will likely end up being Bulldogs, as will Craver. Hill is the one. This is his first real trip to Mississippi State. He didn't camp here, and it's just been constant. Like, State could use that kid, but they can't get him on campus. Jeff Lebby, again, has allowed them that opportunity now. His offense and his reputation have got them into the game with a kid who may very well be one of the top running backs in the country in Daniel Hill. if State can get three out of four of those guys, Robbie, that's a great weekend for Mississippi State. But if they can somehow get all four, that's going to be incredible. And I didn't mention the quarterback, Michael Van Buren. He will be here this weekend as well. State's top quarterback target now. They've really got all their eggs in that basket, Robbie. Do you feel pretty confident about their ability to pull him into the class?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, his recruitment is so strange.
Yeah.
Like, Mississippi State could not get Daniel Hill on campus to save their lives. And that was with a staff full of, you know, Mississippi people. And I think they pushed pretty hard, you know, early on. He just was not interested. And you get a new coach on board, and all of a sudden, you know, within a couple of days' time, they're in the game with him a little bit. And I don't really know, you know, who is willing to take him right now. It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been some mixed reports that, you know, Alabama was going to take him, and then some have said they're not ready to take him. Tennessee, kind of the same way. I know South Carolina wants him, but it's kind of like, you know, where could he fall?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that has been a very interesting recruitment to follow. And you're talking about a kid who no interest in the in-state schools up until now. Like, he never really was interested in Ole Miss. So, and then there's Michael Van Buren. Like I said, almost all of their eggs are in the basket with him. If he is not the quarterback in this class, as far as high school kids go, I don't know who that's going to be. You know, we talked yesterday about Trey Petty. You don't think that Mississippi State could make a late flip there. Is Michael Van Buren, if he comes out of this weekend uncommitted, are you worried about what's going the quarterback position is going to look like at State for this class?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But I feel like they have a good idea that he's going to be the guy. I can't imagine telling Josh Flowers to look elsewhere without feeling confident that you've got your guy lined up. And, you know, the Anthony Maddox stuff, he canceled his visits, and he looks like he's going to stick with Texas A&M. So right now you don't really have a backup plan, and you need a high school quarterback here. It looks like they're probably going to take a couple of transfer guys at quarterback, but you still need a guy to keep that pipeline and keep the development underneath. So it's a huge weekend. I feel good about it. I feel like they got a really good chance of landing the kid with the excitement that he had getting the offer from Jeff Lebby. And I mean, basically immediately setting up an official visit when that happened, usually that's a good sign.
Yeah.
So hopefully everything comes to fruition here and they're able to go ahead and nip that in the bud and get it out of the way.
I've seen some talk with Stonka Burnside that he may sign in December but not commit or make anything public until January. What exactly is the deal there?
Well, you know, he's wanting to announce at the All-American game.
Okay.
So I feel like he's going to sign before that. There's a timetable where you got to sign early signing period. I don't think he's going to be a second signing period guy. I just think he's going to make his decision, probably keep it under wraps. He'll sign with the team, and they'll hold that until it very similar to what Deontay Anderson did.
Right.
Two or three years ago. Deontay Anderson did the same thing, signed with Mississippi State. We all knew about it, basically. And then he announced at the All-American game. So we'll probably start finding out some way, somehow. It's very difficult to keep that under wraps.
It's one of those things that if on signing day, Mississippi State doesn't tweet out a Stonka Burnside graphic, that people shouldn't lose their minds.
Right. No, I mean, people need to understand.
They will lose their minds, but we're trying to tell you now that you shouldn't.
Well, there's going to be people that just don't understand the process.
Right.
And just know, I mean, he is not going to announce his decision until January 3rd, which I believe Daniel Hill is doing the same thing. He's announcing it whatever All-Star game he's in. I forget. So, I mean, either one of those guys don't announce aren't announced by Mississippi State. If they do end up at Mississippi State, just know that that decision is going to be public in January. And it's going to suck because you have to wait, you know, a couple more weeks. But I feel like we will have a really good idea of where those two guys are going. it almost always kind of leaks through somewhere.
I'm trying to think of anything else here that we're not hitting on this recruiting weekend. It looks like, I guess the other question is, there feels like there's like a wisp of smoke around Kane and Daniels, but I think that ship has sailed, don't you?
I've never felt like Mississippi State had a chance with him since probably like the summer.
Yeah. Basically, once he committed to Florida, it felt like it was not going to happen.
I thought initially that wouldn't stick just because a lot of times those commitments don't stick. When kids from Mississippi commit to out-of-state schools early on in the process, I would say the percentage of those players decommitting is well over 50%. And so I felt like that was probably going to be the case, but apparently Florida got him locked in on NIL deals and stuff like that. And he's basically been as solid as you can be ever since. I mean, he has not taken trips anywhere. He has not, from what I understand, hasn't really talked to a bunch of schools either.
Mm-hmm.
And what I always say is follow the visits. And I said in the summer, if he is on campus a lot, if he's coming to a bunch of games, Mississippi State's in good position. I did not see him at a bunch of games, maybe any. I can't remember.
Feels like this is a portal guy. Feels like this is a guy that, you know, next year when Napier gets fired, and he will, that he'll be back on the market at that point, and hopefully you've built the relationship and be able to bring him in at that point. But as for now, I think
by their mass exodus right now, I mean, they just lost Trevor Etienne.
That's an interesting guy. I would love to see him take a visit to start.
Yeah.
Because that's the guy who would be in this system where you want the running back to be able to catch passes.
Yeah.
He'd be a superstar. But I don't know that he has any interest in Mississippi State.
And a guy like, and also in this offense, your running backs are going to be in space a lot. They'll run between the tackles, but the defense is so spread out. It's not like you're running into a loaded box all the time.
Right.
And he can run in between tackles, but that's a guy that is going to be difficult in the open field to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great. I'm sure he's going to have a big list of suitors.
Oh, I would think so.
But your point about Kanan, like, you just keep that line of communication with him. It's kind of like what we talked about with Dante Dowdle. I mean, you keep that communication, you keep that relationship, and when they jump in the portal, you already have a built-in relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that's going to be the case with Kanan. I know there was some reports that it wasn't over with him, but he just hasn't done anything to show that he's interested in Mississippi State. And everything I've heard about him for the last year is that he's not your typical West Point kid. He's, you know, kind of like he's a guy that's, you know, willing to go out of state, and he doesn't really have a lot of loyalty to Mississippi State or this area.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of times that's been a place where, you know, outside of Scott Lashley, who ended up here anyway, Mississippi State has pretty much owned that place, whoever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think that he's one of those kids.
Yeah. We'll see. Going to be a very interesting recruiting weekend for Mississippi State. I will tell you that I will be of the opinion that if by like Monday or so, there's not at least a couple commitments out of this weekend, that to me is you know, a little bit of a red flag. You need to get some of these guys into the boat publicly this weekend. State needs some momentum, and they got to start it this weekend.
Well, I mean, kind of the problem with that is, two of the guys, I don't know if they're going to make that decision public. Mm-hmm. If they do get
McGee, getting McGee and Craver in would be enough, though.
Yeah, yeah, I think that would be. And if you're hearing, you know,
Paul or
Steve or whoever say,
right,
hey, things are looking really, really good for Daniel Hill and Stonka, then I think people are going to be.
If Paul or Steve put in a crystal ball for Daniel Hill, then they feel confident that's been done deal. But if they don't, then you know.
So we'll I'm still so skeptical about Daniel Hill.
I am too.
He's that guy that I've said since the summer, until he gets to campus, I'm not going to put any kind of thought into him being a Mississippi State guy.
Right.
So until he actually shows up this weekend, I'm still not.
Right.
And even after that, I might not. You know, his dad is a former player who evidently had a lot to do with the recruitment of Raekwon Davis. Mm-hmm. And the rumors that were swirling back then were that he was actually, you know, promoting Alabama a little more. And that seems to kind of been the case here with Daniel as well. And I think it's a positive that he's willing to bring his kid this weekend. I think that's definitely a big step for Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
But evidently there's something there with his dad and Mississippi State. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the disconnect has been. But something has broken that chain, I guess.
Yeah,
and now he's coming through. So hopefully things have changed in that regard for Daniel Hill, because he would be an excellent pickup for Mississippi State. He might actually be the best athlete in the state of Mississippi.
If he was a take for Alabama, he would already be committed there. There's no question about that. And
I don't think there's any question.
And then South Carolina, Tennessee, I think he's one of those kids. He's one of the kids. He would like to stay close to home, but he wasn't willing to do it at State or Ole Miss until now. And now he's interested in Mississippi State, and they'll see if they can reel him in this weekend. A lot of recruiting news to follow this weekend. We'll follow up with it on Monday's show. We'll also recap what happens in Atlanta, Mississippi State versus Tulane for men's basketball. Big game for the Bulldogs there. Also, later today on the podcast feed, I'm talking to Mississippi State Athletic Director Zach Selman. So we'll get his thoughts on a lot of stuff. I scheduled this interview back in October, and I wanted to talk to him about, like, you know, game day improvements and all that, and then everything else happened. So plenty to talk about with Zach Selman.
And make sure you thank him for giving us the information on the coaching search too, that he was delivering us via text message during the shows.
Oh, absolutely. He ended up, you know, not going to Tom Herman, but you know, he was keeping us in the loop. No question. We appreciate it.
And I'm so sorry for being distracted by Scott Stapp today.
It happened.
It threw me for a loop. It was Winston County and Creed coming together, and
at the intersection of some of your most important things.
I felt like I was connected in some way. It's kind of like it was like the 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm now connected to
Creed. Did you feel like you were 6 feet from the edge?
Yeah, and I'm thinking.
You're thinking. There you go. All right, guys, have a great weekend, and Robbie and I'll be back with you very soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.